Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, a very special Friday evening edition of the show. My name's Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
Thank you for adjusting your schedule this week. I appreciate it. Wednesday, I had some serious business to tend to, and I guess the only way to explain it is just to show it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see it. Let's see them. Wow. Gorgeous. You look like Pocahontas. It does look good. It does look good. I'll give you that. You had a hair appointment, so you weren't able to join us on Wednesday, so we just decided to do it on Friday.
Yeah, and the next appointment, the lady was like, I know this sounds insane. I can't see you till like July 24th. I'm like, okay, I will take it.
Isn't that soon?
We're in May.
June, July. How often do you, as a woman, get a haircut? I feel like it's only like twice a year.
A woman or me? A normal woman, probably like 5 to 6 months.
Okay.
Me, sometimes years.
Years.
This time it was like maybe 8 or 9 months. And the last time I went to a Fantastic Sam's, and it was a misnomer. It wasn't that fantastic. So I went to my girl, and dude,
how much did it cost? Can I guess?
It was expensive.
I know that girls' haircuts are expensive.
I did no color, by the way. This is all my natural,
really
mahogany brown. Yeah, because when you get color, now you're adding like hundreds.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I thought you did get it colored, so no. I was going to guess really high. I'm going to say $90.
Too high.
Too high. That's all right. Then you get a deal. $88
for a haircut, and again, it was like it's a really nice salon. Do I put this? Yeah, sure, why not? I didn't know if I wanted to go back to this person.
Yeah,
and it had nothing to do with how they cut my hair. It is actually a residual Bubba Army connection.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I don't know if that
might mess you up on purpose.
Yeah, you just. This woman, this lovely woman, couldn't give an F about anything about it. It's just her husband is into it.
Yeah,
she's not.
Right.
And she's phenomenal. And for the ladies listening out there, all one of you, maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a good hair girl that you like, you vibe with. And she's was just it. But I was like, I don't know if the Bubba Army thing. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do it anyways. So glad I did. Mm. She did an amazing job. I even referred your wife to her. Said, you need a new girl? She's like, actually, I do. I'm like, go to my girl. She's awesome.
Yeah. So. Well, I know that my wife has curly hair, and I think there's like specialists for curly hair.
I mean, I have wavy curly, but.
Yeah, but she's curly, curly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure my girl can handle it, but. Yeah, I said, can you straighten me like a white girl? And she said, absolutely.
Whatever that means.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, well, good. I like these Friday ones. We do them sometimes. I will say I kind of forgot that we were doing it around lunchtime, and I was looking forward to just starting the weekend.
I mean, I don't think I put a damper on your weekend at all.
You didn't. So. You didn't, because I just decided I'm just going to start here.
Why not?
I'm not on the job.
I'm not a policeman.
I do this mostly for free. There are a few subscribers that we have on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. But I'm going to have a little of this Bernheim Original Wheat Whiskey 20th Anniversary, 10 years aged, limited edition, small batch, which I've had it already a few times. It's very good.
Jeannie is in the chat. I believe I ran into Jeannie at Walmart one time.
Yeah.
Lovely lady. And she is probably the one woman listening.
Yeah. No, we have a few. There's a few that comment on our stuff. We've got a pretty diverse. I would say we at least have 10 female listeners, if I were to guess.
Nice.
Out of the 400.
Now, may I try your Bethlehem. What is it? I'm sorry.
You want to try this for real?
What is it called again?
This is the Bernheim Original.
Bethlehem. I can't see anything.
Bernheim Original. I don't know if you're allowed to drink on YouTube. Yeah, you're allowed to drink on YouTube. I watch bourbon YouTubes. Okay. Yes, you may try it. There you
go. Everybody knows I'm a big whiskey bourbon gal.
This is 115 proof, so it does have a little bit of a kick to it. I'm very surprised.
It's just, I mean, obviously it's alcohol, but you know the way like menthol burns?
Yeah.
How is this fun? Is my question. It's pain. It's really not like, there's like a hint of a taste and then it's just burn.
What do you taste? Okay. What do you taste?
Let's see, with my refined palate.
Yeah. What notes are you picking up?
Burn, pain, discomfort, a flower. My palate is not very diverse.
No, it's okay, because I got to be honest with you. Sometimes I think those guys are lying when they're like, I pick up chocolatey notes and leather and peanuts. I'm like, what?
Leather?
What are you talking about? I mean, I kind of know what they mean when they say that. It's not like real.
It's like hard to describe.
It's not like chewing on a sofa, a leather sofa or anything, but it has like a
hint.
There's something about it.
Favorite word, a splash, a hint, a note.
Yeah.
A note.
Yeah. Let's see if I could pick up anything.
Okay.
Maybe some like cinnamon.
Okay.
Almost.
When you say
like
that,
Red Hots candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I'm not completely useless. I don't know. But mostly it's just either good or bad. In fact, I had an idea for an Instagram, which I might do. Call it Will and June's Bourbon Reviews, because June's very curious about what I have in my cup every time. And she comes over and sniffs it and does the same thing. June's a cat, by the way, our cat. And she sniffs it and then goes, oh, God. Much like you did, Anna.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? And then walks away. So I wanted to kind of do the same thing every time. June's going to try it first. She sniffs it. June does not like it. And then move on to me. And then I say either like it or I don't like it. Spoiler alert, I usually always like it.
Right.
And there's not going to have any tasting notes in it. But it seems like a cute idea.
It sounds adorable, actually.
So I might do it.
Will and June.
Only thing is, like, when June dies, I'm going to have to be like, June died on the
Instagram. Yeah. You can't do Will and Barb because she's got no personality.
Barb's our other cat. That's June's pet. Is we got her for company for when we do leave, you know, for a few days or something. So there's another living, breathing creature in here, but she stinks. Barb is just like a feral mess. Not affectionate, runs away, hides. I've pet her a few times when I have treats, but she doesn't like it. She does not like to be touched.
Probably for the first 3 months that you had her, she was like an urban legend. I had never seen her.
Yeah, she
like,
stayed
in the... There's a second cat in the house. I said, where? I've never seen her.
She was living in the closet, in this closet right here. Over here.
Come out of the closet, Barb.
She finally did. She finally did, kind of.
And then it's like, please go back in.
Yeah, get out of here, Barb. Yeah, Barb was minutes away from being executed at the pound.
I just, I'm going to do a review of my water.
Yep.
It's Kirkland Purified.
Okay.
A hint, note of trace minerals.
Nice.
Delicious.
What do trace minerals taste like exactly?
I don't know. Dude.
All right.
A hint of salt.
Yep.
Fluoride.
Well, I'm glad to be here today. Like I said, on Friday, drinking and doing this is much more fun. I try not to drink during the week, but it's a Friday, so I can do that now.
Memorial Day, by the way.
Happy Memorial Day. I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Oh.
I don't think you're supposed to say that. It's what do you say? It is Memorial Day.
This is what you say, and I said it today. Happy 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Have a great 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
When did remembering and memorializing those who gave their lives for the freedom of this nation, when did that be the kickoff to summer?
Well, it's unfortunate because it just kind of is. It's the end of May. And leads you into June. And what is summer? June, when's the solstice?
The 21st.
Okay, so we actually have almost another month, 3 weeks away.
Guys, it's in the 90s today. It's not even summer.
It's not summer.
Not even, we're in spring right now.
Yeah, spring in Florida. Yeah,
nightmare.
It's warm, but it just kind of is. It's you know, people are at the beach, they're barbecuing for some reason this holiday, and it probably just because it's a 3-day weekend. It just it makes everybody excited. Everybody's happy that it's the summertime. We're actually at the beach today. If you're watching on YouTube. And we're sitting with a bunch of fat people who are vaping and eating on the beach because that's what Memorial Day is about, really. You know, it's just a holiday for fat vaping eaters.
I mean, it's a holiday for I don't want to say it sounds terrible to call it a holiday, but I mean, it is.
It is a holiday. National holiday. It's supposed to be a somber kind of holiday where we, you know, think about people who have given their lives for this country to be able to be fat and vape on the beach,
right.
That freedom to do that. So
we should be memorializing these people in some sort of, like you said, somber regard. But instead, if you were to go Memorial Day weekend, I go summer barbecue, JCPenney sales.
Yep.
That's what
mattress
sales.
I'm thinking specifically mattress sales, I think or maybe that's Labor Day in September. There's one holiday, cars.
Yeah. I always think Memorial Day sale. Because as a child, it was always like Memorial Day, doorbusters.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
JCPenney.
Are you going to, I mean, I feel like any fallen soldier would want us to have a good time.
Do they?
I don't know. It depends where they're at in the afterlife, I suppose.
Can we just sidebar a conversation about that really quickly?
Okay.
You know how people go, I think this is a lie. And maybe I'll feel differently as I get older and closer to death. I mean, I guess you never know. But when people say, like, at my funeral, I just want everybody to have a party. Like, I just want people to have a good time. Like, don't even wear black. Like, play, you know, pop reggaeton music. I want people to dance at my funeral. Could you imagine if that happened? Like, if people were like, oh, you know, grandpa's dead and F it and just started like dancing Roomba or doing whatever and just like so happy. Don't you be like, really? Not even a single tear?
Yeah, you're talking about if you could watch it, if you knew what was going
right,
on.
If you're like in heaven or hell or wherever, purgatory, wherever you may live,
yeah, right,
blasting 72 versions because you blew yourself up, whatever the case may be. If you're being memorialized, don't you? Because here's the thing, and I heard someone say this, I can't remember who it was, someone on the internet, where they were like, grief are like the receipts of love. Right. So if you really loved someone and really cared for them, the receipts of that is that when they're gone, you it's very painful. You miss them a lot.
Yeah.
AKA grief.
Right.
But if you don't really experience that, then they never really loved you to begin with.
Yes. No,
there is.
I think there is, but it's masked with, I don't know. I've never really seen anybody dancing and having party at a funeral. But you know, there's food.
Yes.
But it's not really a party.
No, but I've always heard people request, like, when I die, like, I want people to party. It's like, really? Really?
You wore shorts to my funeral? What the hell? There's a relative that wore shorts to my wedding. We didn't know until the pictures. We saw some pictures.
Yeah, no, I remember. Because, number one, this person had a calf tattoo.
Yeah.
And number two, which was burned on my brain, like, ew. Like, I've never seen that one, ew. Yeah. Then I remember.
You know that half of our audience has calf tattoos, by the way.
Ew.
Okay, gross. Fair enough.
Don't love it.
Hey, fair enough.
Don't love it.
You know.
Who cares what I think? Don't love it.
I like it. I'm just telling you, if you got a calf tattoo, I think it's cool.
And then secondly, I remember Chris saying as we were exiting the venue, who's that a-hole wearing shorts? And so I also remember that. I'm like, oh, it's that guy with the calf tattoo. Of course he would.
Yeah.
So this is someone on your wife's stepmom's.
Yes.
Yep. Knew it.
Now we're attending their wedding in October. So I might go shorts. I got to be, and not even, I might go these like Nike short running shorts type of thing. Why not?
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is a non-traditional couple. If I can recall correctly, I saw the very pregnant fiance upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
She's pregnant.
Yes.
She's going to have the baby before she's married.
Yes.
Tisk, tisk. Just kidding. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I'm debating. I remember Brian from Philly said to wear a Bermuda suit to my wedding. And I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. But it was, I just dressed normally. But maybe do the Bermuda suit for their wedding.
Where is it at?
It's up in North Carolina.
Okay, so it'll be kind of swampy, maybe.
Yeah, it's warm. Mm. I was mortified, though. I think he was the only one. There might have been another person, too. We did say, like, you know, wear what you're comfortable in.
But you didn't.
But I assume that would mean pants at a wedding. I didn't think anybody would think, oh, I can wear shorts. I mean, you might as well just come in and bikini pants, bikini bottoms.
Right. Basketball shorts.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's pretty much what they were. They were just long, like Dickies. Remember Dickies?
Yeah. So I definitely had a pair.
No,
yeah,
me too.
He looked a little, disheveled and offbeat.
Well, in his defense too, he was being worked hard. My wife's father put him to work a lot. And it was just intimidating, I'm sure, being in that scenario. Just, you don't know anybody. And you're just kind of thrown into...
What do you mean? Like, with the flowers and stuff?
I know he just had to do a lot of things.
Okay.
Behind the scenes. And thank you for that.
But also...
I forgive you for wearing the shorts. Not really, but kind of.
Why did it bother you so much?
Because it just looks off. Mm. I mean, there's a kind of a general theme. And it's kind of like, not necessarily a suit and tie, but, you know, some sort of button-down shirt.
Sunday best.
Yeah.
Attire.
Pants. No flip-flops. I don't know if anybody wore flip-flops. Girls can get away with, you know, open-toed shoes.
Wedges, they're nice. Yeah. They're dressy.
But I don't want to see any flip-flops. No slides, no flip-flops. I don't think I saw that. But yeah, the shorts were definitely a big, like, whoa. I mean, they stand out. You stand out in a crowd when you wear shorts to a wedding.
Especially when you have a calf tattoo.
Right. Which I think is cool. Anna doesn't like.
Who has one that you're trying not to offend?
Nobody.
Oh.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate, keep everybody happy.
I was like, does someone I know in the chat?
I want
like, to
I want to see a big old, like, Buccaneers logo. You ever see that?
I've seen things like that.
I guarantee you there's some people in our listening audience that have a Buccaneers tattoo. I like the Buccaneers, but... to get a tattoo, and then there's some guys that do the Super Bowl champs and then put the score. I mean, it's kind of stolen valor to a certain degree. I understand why, you know, the player would get something like that. But
can I one-up you?
You didn't have anything to do with it.
Can I one-up you?
Sure.
So there's a place in the world called Detroit, Michigan.
Yes.
And I used to work familiar. At a radio station there. And I used to be on the promo team. So the station I worked for out there was WRAF, which is like the rock station. And for their morning show, you know, they have people doing gimmicks and pranks and stuff. They had a listener get a tattoo that said like Super Bowl champs. I think it was like, I must have been like 2013 because that was the year.
Detroit Lions?
This is before the season was over.
Yeah.
So he just got it and he said that, and it said 2013 champions. Again, this is, the Super Bowl had not happened yet. So his plan was, I'm just going to cross it off with a tattoo and then write the next year until the year that they win.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. And he got I can't remember where it was, but it was big. I'm pretty sure it was on his calf. Actually.
Perfect. Which I think is cool.
Disgusting.
I think is really cool.
But I'm not a big fan of tattoos, so I'm probably not the person to ask.
I get you. That's all right. I remember, didn't... Billy Madison show, Derek, that guy got a Cowboys one like that.
Don't know.
He's still waiting. I'm sure he still has that tattoo. And I think he did the same thing, crossed it off until they actually win.
Which is pathetic.
It's crazy. It's a crazy thing to do.
Yes.
It truly is. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. home_made_man on Instagram. Anna has an Instagram as well. I don't know if you use it.
I've been on Instagram so much lately and it's not good, but it's for good and not evil in the sense that I'm looking up. I've been really into community lately. I think I'm turning 40. I'm going to probably get a weighted vest and just go to community events all day. But I'm very into like local wellness things.
Okay.
And I've been really enjoying it more than I would like to admit, but I feel like I just need to kind of, maybe I feel like I have so much testosterone in my life because of like where I work now and doing jujitsu that I just need some like femme energy.
Okay.
Although last time my femme energy resulted in a 2-hour Krav Maga class.
Yes.
Women only.
Oh, yeah. That's my purse. I don't know you.
Dude, I was thinking that is such a good way to bag chicks. Like there was like not an older couple, but a middle-aged couple, and they had some helpers, and they were like some younger guys, probably like 30s, and just like 25 chicks.
I kind of picture like AARP age chicks.
Some of them were.
Yeah.
Actually, the two older women, when they were told to run, they like ran, like turned over the opposite shoulder, and they started running diagonally, and they hit each other, and they fell. Because we had to do this thing where we go, no! On a pad, and then
that's
you
my
run
purse!
Away.
I don't know you!
And then you run away, and they both turned over like opposite shoulders, you could imagine, and as they're running, looking away, they collided, and then the rest of us like laughed.
Yeah.
So, and then there were some fatties too.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm like, dude, your body is a defense. Ain't nobody gonna hurt you. What can they do? You know, and they're like, what are they gonna pick you up, put you in the car? You're heavier than the car.
I can steal your purse.
One was super fat.
Yeah.
Super fat.
What was it like watching her do karate kicks?
She didn't really do those. She did a bunch of like the nose, where you just like break someone's face like that.
Yeah.
Get
pepper spray. Don't go to Krav Maga class.
You can't do pepper spray.
Of course you can.
You can do pepper. I promise you, any woman that has pepper spray in the purse, they're gonna be like, just hold on a second. It's in here somewhere. Got a thousand. Oh, no, you can lip gloss.
You got to be ready. You got to have your finger on the trigger at all times when you walk down the street with it, ready to go. Yeah. And it is true. Like, if you have pepper spray, I saw this one video the other day. It was one of those First Amendment auditors, and people were getting pissed off that they were being filmed, and get to the point where they start to get violent, and then they just go, you know, back up, don't touch me, don't touch my camera, back up for a long time. And then eventually, they start going, I'm going to pepper spray you if you don't stop. And then they still, you know, start running towards them and stop filming me, try to hit the camera. And then he just hits them with the pepper spray and that, boom, just ends it.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's effective when you can get out of your purse. You got him with the ludicrous. Back up. You don't know me like that.
Yeah. That's my purse.
My purse. We did do purse stuff too.
Of course. Yeah. You have to. Very famous King of the Hill. Reference there, which you didn't know about until I told you.
I didn't.
Yeah, you still haven't seen it though, have you?
I mean, I saw the GIF you sent me.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, here we go, Anna. Jason's got a tattoo.
I mean, God, who cares what I think? People are like, who cares what I think? It's just me. Who cares?
True. So I'm actually gonna have a little barbecue for Memorial Day to mourn the event. We're going to hang out at the pool and drink, and I'm going to cook hamburgers. And if you want, there's other things you can do. The CRISP organization, a Tampa-based nonprofit, will hold a Memorial Day ceremony at McDill Park at 11 a.m.
If you're interested in sadness.
Sadness and heat, unbearing heat. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor will be there, so that'll be good. Pinellas County, the City of Largo's Memorial Ceremony. At the Largo Central Park. You can do that 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're going to have a little deal. The Bay Pines VA is hosting a Memorial Day ceremony at Bay Pines Boulevard at the cemetery there. Gulfport will hold a Memorial Day commemoration, they call it, at 2:30 p.m. Oh, you're going to be cooking. 2:30 in Gulfport? It's going to be... But, you know, I don't know if they'll have beers or burgers there. But if you want to do something like that, you can. There's lots of stuff going on. And maybe we should. Maybe we should stop by 9 to 10.
Where?
I don't know. Anyone. Doesn't matter. They're all the same.
I think you could just have a moment of gratefulness.
While you're drunk.
While you're drunk, eating a hamburger.
Vaping.
Vaping fat on the beach.
Vaping fat on the beach.
Just have a moment where you're like, damn.
You say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how many of y'all had a choice. Some of y'all did, and I appreciate that. Some of y'all didn't. I still appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did you have, was your family here? Did they fight in any of the great wars, World War One, World War Two? Yeah.
Yes, my, Some of my mom's family had been here for quite a few generations. My grandfather was in the Air Force during World War II. And my grandmother, my bubby, was a nurse in World War II. And they met in Scotland because I think my grandma was taking a lot of pictures. And my grandpa was like getting in the way. He was being very, very bothersome because he was interested. He's like, get away from me. I'm trying to take pictures.
He was exposing himself to her, flipping around like a helicopter. Yeah, Lily.
But he just kept pestering her for a date. Super glad that he did, because now I'm here. So
yeah, that's funny. When you say pester, do you mean literally like wouldn't leave her alone, follow her around? Hey, will you go out with me? Will you go out with me?
That's what was relayed to me. That was the message where Zadie just kept pestering Bubby until she just acquiesced and was like, "Fine, I'll go on a date with you."
You know, that's interesting because my bubby met my grandfather. She was married previously. He died tragically in changing a tire, and he got hit by a drunk driver. And my bubby was like 18, and she had two kids already. And she told me the story that the hospital called her and said, "Are you Ruth?" And she was like, "Yes." And she was holding her child. And he says, "Your husband, I can't remember his name, so-and-so." And she's like, "Yes." And they just said, "Dead on arrival," and hung up the phone. That's how they did things back then. And she was 18 years old with a baby in her arms.
Two babies, you said? She had two.
She had two. I mean, she just was holding one at that time. But two babies, yeah. And then my grandfather, after World War II, he came. He was in the service. He was, I think, in the Navy. And then he would just, like, come around and like a bug her and be like, "Hey, I want to go out with you." And she was like, "No." And then finally she was like, "Fine."
That's our history. History is just like men pestering women.
Yeah.
And they acquiesce. They go, "Fine."
Yep.
And then they breed.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Yeah. It's not like that anymore. Boy, if you make a wrong mistake as a man and ask out the wrong chick, you are going to get blasted on the internet at the very least for being a creep.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a shame. We're kind of cutting it close to saying goodbye to our friends at Radio St. Pete to start something new. But I would like to say, I don't know how long we're going to be on Substack. I've been seeing some troubling things occurring there.
Mm.
They seem to just be really courting washed up media personalities from like CNN, like liberal media personalities. Stephen Colbert had his last show last night on CBS. My guess is that he's going to end up on Substack doing like a Substack for money.
Is there a video component? Like
there is, but we don't have access to it yet because we don't have enough juice there. Mm. So I'm just saying, if you're considering joining the Substack, I don't want to necessarily discourage you, but maybe just join the YouTube subscription if you want. I mean, I'm just saying it's available. And with the way things are going, I don't know how much longer we're going to be there on Substack. We might just pull the plug on that entirely. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. But if you do, I mean, I think I just did a really good job at selling it. HMBradio.substack.com. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. And I do answer those. I get text on occasion and I will get to those and answer those personally. And email thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I found a bunch of stickers. I think they're in one of those drawers there, Anna. That's okay. But if you want a sticker, email me thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Oh, here they are.
I even signed them.
Yeah.
I even signed them.
That's right. So if you want one of those, I'll send them to you for free. Just send me your mailing address.
Do they have like little proverbs on them?
It just says sub to the Substack.
Oh.
So when you're pushing it hard.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
They're in here.
So if you want some of those, you know, let me know. thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com or text me your address. And we'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Frank Rivera's jazz show is coming up over there. It's like 3 hours of smooth jazz. Frank's been at it a long time. So much respect to Frank. And everybody have a great week. Happy 3-day weekend. It is Memorial Day. Remember that. Give thanks. Have a hamburger. Suck on your vape. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.